Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my friends. We are around about 24 hours before the Elimination Chamber 2024. Although, are we? I don't know. Because I'm stupid, you see. And I'm trying to work out time difference, and I have no flubbing idea. So I'm just going to sit in front of the TV all day and hope that eventually it comes on. But as is the way in 2024, I, Simon Miller, do want to run you through all the last-minute rumours when it comes to the Elimination Chamber. Although, because it is in Australia, there aren't actually that many, because, again, you can't have too many surprises if somebody hasn't flown down under. However, the big one everybody does want to discuss is the Grayson Waller effect, because of course Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes are going to be on that thing. So everyone who's like, well, it is WWE, somebody is going to have to interrupt them. So maybe it'll be The Rock, and maybe it'll be Roman Reigns. Now, The Rock in a promo did say that he wasn't going to be there unless they say something he doesn't like, and then he'll magically fly halfway across the world. But the more interesting one is that Triple H also did an interview and said, listen, I don't want to get that buzz out there. Mr. Dwayne Johnson is a busy man, and no, he shall not be in Australia. Now, here's the thing. There's two ways you can take this. One, this is exactly what you would say if you wanted to pretend that Dwayne Johnson wasn't going to be there. But also, two, you don't want to do this too often, because you don't want to get people's hopes up that if all of a sudden Paul Levesque is saying this all the time, and then the surprise keeps on happening, the one time he is like, listen, guys, please don't get too excited, because it's not going to go well, you'll go, I know what you're doing, the game. And you won't believe him, it's the boy who cried wolf. So I'm going to say that The Rock isn't going to be there, and this makes all the sense in the world. But when it comes to Roman Reigns, well, I also don't think he's going to be there either, because there's videos on social media of WWE superstars leaving the plane. So unless they put him in one of those like cat cages and smuggled him out of there, I think by now we'd know. As far as I'm concerned, though, it means there's probably some other people that could get involved here, because you're going to have to do something. But also, there is one last caveat, and this is a big one. Do you know who has a private plane? And do you know who could fly in whenever the flub they want? That's right, it's The Rock. And do you know who could be on that plane? His wife. Kidding. I mean, she may come too, but it would of course be the tribal chief. So on Simon Miller's stupid guessing scale, I'm going to give this a 3 out of 5, which is bang in the middle, but I am torn right down the center. There's a big part of me that thinks this is a ruse. There's another one where I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, getting to Australia is pretty damn hard. I don't know if it's going to happen, but if it does, I would say the roof is going to come off that place. There ain't no roof. There is some other stuff we can dive into though, because in the last 24 hours or so, Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae versus the Kabuki Warriors has been added to the pre-show. Now, of course, we have done this because Indy Hartwell is Australian. Well, actually, this is quite nice. She should have been on the card to begin with. What that does to my brain is says that maybe, just maybe, Bronson Reed is going to be there as well. I mean, hell, maybe he could get involved with the Grayson Waller thingamajig and you could do an impromptu tag match. In fact, that's just come to my brain. I'm going to put it a 5 on 5 on Simon Miller's stupid scale. Now, I should have done that because I just came up with it. But I think if Indy is going to be fitted in, I cannot believe in any world management went, Bronson, we're putting all the other Australians on the show. But sorry, pal, we don't want you there. Even if that was true, everybody else does. So I'm going to go with that tag team plan just in case I am right, because then I can do the dance of joy. But either way, it's a 4 out of 5 that Bronson will be there in some capacity. Why the flub would he miss it? And I know people have said, oh, his wife's about to give birth. So I did that voice. It's a great thing. Congratulations to them. But even he said on that old X, that's not the case. Fingers crossed. Which brings us to the men's elimination chamber, which I think has all the intrigue in the world. Because when I go through every single opponent or competitor, and you don't know who's going to win. Now, something very interestingly WWE has done during their pre-tour interviews is that Seth Rollins keeps talking about Randy Orton. Randy Orton keeps talking about Seth Rollins, to the point both of them have said, well, I'll tell you, I'd love to fight that guy at WrestleMania. What? Now, that hasn't even been teased at, as we have talked about before. I cannot figure out what Randy Orton is going to do at WrestleMania 40, and given that he missed the last one, well, you want to do something big with him. I mean, it's flipping Randy Orton. Seth Rollins' Mania journey is also completely up in the air too, because he was going to face CM Punk, and then CM Punk got injured, and now maybe he's going to do something with Drew McIntyre, or maybe Drew McIntyre will take on Sami Zayn. So actually now, I am starting to ponder this, but very sadly, when the scale does come up, you get a 2 out of 5, it just seems too random. As we mentioned his name too, no, CM Punk is not going to be there unless they do have a massive surprise in store. But as far as I could see from all the usual reports, he hasn't flown to Australia. So again, he's not going to be able to voodoo himself there. I'm going to give that a 1 out of 5, just because when it comes to Punk, you never say never. We shall go back to the Grayson Waller effect now, because I just had another idea. And it all ties into what Triple H has been saying, because he's been stomping around going, oh my gosh, I have so many surprises for you, and it is the road to WrestleMania. Be ready. Now, because Cody and Seth are going to be on this, Triple H has been a part of this story. He's been telling The Rock, oh, you don't tell me what to do, I tell you what to do. So could he do an entrance in Australia? I mean, he would get a massive pop too. I bet the 50,000 people would absolutely love it. He is a legend. And no, I don't think this is setting up a match, because of course he did go through that terrible health scare, and nothing is more important than your health and your happiness. But like I say, just to do a big spectacular walk to the aisle as the game plays, well, it's just something nice for all the fans over there, because don't forget, they don't get WWE that much. Mostly because it takes around 27 hours to get there. So I am going to give this a 3 out of 5, although really it doesn't even have to happen during the Grayson Waller effect. Why can't the show start? And here comes Triple H. I'd like that. I think it'd be a nice moment. Which brings us to our final one, which is the fact that, again, I don't know who is and who isn't in Australia overall, but we have the potential for a lot of interruptions. So once again, we do need to figure out that Men's Elimination Chamber match, so AJ Styles could be there to interfere with LA Knight, and Karrion Kross's crew could be there to go and piss off Bobby Lashley, which probably also means the Street Profits could be there. We've already mentioned CM Punk, and of course he could do something, but that would be utterly ridiculous, and I've already said no. And there's also the big question mark of Jade Cargill, because if you were going to set up a WrestleMania plan, and you wanted to get Bianca Belair out of the Elimination Chamber without having her properly lose, we'll put everything together. And I know I've just overbooked this card, but it is WWE. Sometimes that kind of just happens. I just think by now, if a bunch of these individuals were there, I'm repeating myself, at least somebody would have gone, oh my gosh, look who I saw. So I'm going to give that a 1 out of 5 as well. Although I do think it actually is a testament to this Elimination Chamber card. Like, I'm convinced that Becky Lynch is going to win hers. But if you put a gun to my head, would I like say I'm going to put my gun life on it? Well, that means no, I wouldn't. Mostly because it's just wrestling. I'd rather be alive and get every single thing wrong. You do have to imagine there are some shocks up their sleeves, though, because again, there's only 4 matches, 5 if you include the pre-show at the moment. WWE does like to pad these things out for 3 hours. But ultimately, I do think it's going to be a pretty good show as I watch it at like, what? I don't know, 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 10 a.m.? I have no clue. But if you are an American going, oh, I can't believe I've got to watch it at 4 a.m., welcome to my life, pal. It sucks, doesn't it? Actually, I have empathy for you. I shouldn't have done that voice. Now, of course, the most major part of these rumors is that you get in the comments below and make sure you tell me what you think is going to happen. And you can go crazy and just make it up. If you can actually sort of place it within evidence you found out, well, you get extra brownie points. Who doesn't want that? Also, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe, and click the video on the screen, which is Ups and Downs for Raw, the stupid review show that I present. That's the closest we're going to get to carrying on this Elimination Chamber excitement. Of course, SmackDown is happening in a few hours. Although, I can tell you this, it was recorded last week because the gang is in Australia. You can actually go and find the spoilers now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.